Monday morning is when we like to have a bit of a look at all the brand new music you're going to be hearing across the board right here on 2SER 107.3. The only person we ever trust to talk to us about that is the director himself, the man behind all of the music you ever hear, Andrew Cadore. Very good morning to you.
Good morning, and a heavy weight to put on me at this time.
No, you've not disappointed us yet, so you shoulder that burden with pride.
All right, great. Well, let's get into it and see how I go this week. Look, we're going to hear from the second album from the Boston trio called Pale Hound, who came out with a smashing debut album in 2015. It's called Dry Food. This one's called A Place I'll Always Go. Now, the great thing about this band is that they're led by an absolute guitar whiz, Ellen Kempner. Now, look, she can pull a riff out like Jay Maskus.
Wow.
And make it sound a little bit poppier, a little bit fuzzier, and a lot catchier. And the album Dry Food was full of these kind of nuggets. And this album, A Place I'll Always Go, is same, full of nuggets, but the difference is there's a lot more complexity, a lot more depth, and a lot more nuance with this album. She's getting a little bit older. So she's surrounded this album through a period where she lost her grandmother and her best friend in a very, very close space of time. But she also fell in love, and she's been quite open about that. And this album surrounds those three happenings in her life. So a lot of love and a lot of loss.
Interesting. Wow.
Yeah. But, still basically catchy as all hell and just really great songs. Just really punchy, fuzzy, spacey, blissful kind of indie rock. But it just coincides with this raw emotion that she's got in her lyrics. It's a winning combo. Let's hear some. This is Carnations.
All right. Let's give it a listen. That's a sound I can get behind.
Exactly. Look, it's not a sound that, you know, a lot of us aren't going to be unfamiliar with.
No.
But at the same time, she just does it so well. Ellen Kempner, up front of Pale Hound, the second album. From them, they're out of Boston, and the album's called A Place I'll Always Go.
I'm looking forward to playing that.
Let's move on to another American band. They're called Algiers. They're signed to the Matador label, another home of great indie pop.
Oh, yeah.
From the 90s, you've got, you know, Yellow Tango, Pavement, Cat Power, all those kind of bands. Sonic Youth did a few albums for them as well.
Really?
Yeah. So this is one of their later day signings, of course. The second album from Algiers. It's called The Underside of Power. Now, you listen to this record and you're hearing this almost industrial punk-like version of soul. So it's really soulful, but it really stomps and it's quite drilling. So, yeah, look, it's unrelenting, this record. There's some electronica in there as well. Think of Anoni.
Yeah.
Maybe trying some Motown vibe on with a lot of politically motivated sound. So it's kind of like this new form of gospel.
Okay.
In a way. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's really incredible. It's called The Underside of Power. It's co-produced by Portishead's Adrian Oudley. So, yeah, look, I think it's a really adventurous piece of work. We're going to hear one of the short, fast stompers from it. This is Animals.
Wow.
This is serious.
What a wall. That's amazing.
Yeah. So, really interesting band. The Underside of Power from the band Algiers.
I'm into that 100%. 110%.
110%.
You get that extra 10%
All right.
out of me for that.
Whoa. Okay. Look, I want to take it now to 120% because
okay.
I'm really excited about this latest album from a guy who's been making music since 1995, and we're going to play the full track from this album. The album's called On the Echoing Garden, and it's from a guy called Jeffrey Cantu Ledesma.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he was spending a lot of time living in San Francisco, making a lot of post-rock with some great bands called Tarantelle and The Drift, spent some time in Berlin, and has been slowly releasing a lot of underground solo releases, either on cassette or some really limited LPs. He's done some work with Grouper, who's just toured the country, so if you know your ambient kind of sound, group is the one, and they made a fantastic record under the name Realm a couple of years ago, and they're following that up soon. But this is the latest release. It's probably the biggest release. It's come out on a really spirited label called Mexican Summer out of the US. Jeffrey Cantu Ledesma is the name. Remember it. You're going to have to pronounce it.
Jeffrey Cantu Ledesma.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Close. So close.
Yeah. So On the Echoing Garden is the name of the record. So he's a multi-instrumentalist, and the sound, like, once again, nothing kind of unfamiliar, but the way he renders everything and puts it together, it's kind of alien. So he cuts across shoegazy dream pop, post-rock, and hazy ambience for this kind of really amazingly saturated, beautiful sound.
Okay.
And for this album, he's got an Argentinian folk singer in on some tracks to provide some vocals, and it's just fantastic. So, look, just another little fun fact, he's an accomplished ceramicist as well. So this guy is an overachiever, and he's getting me to that 120% by talking about him. I want to mention his name one time again. It's Jeffrey Cantu Ledesma. We're going to go out with a track from his album On the Echoing Garden. It's called Tenderness. I hope you enjoy it.
I hope we enjoy it too. I know I'm going to. Mr. Kidori, thank you very much. We'll do this again next week.
We will.